We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Gavin Westlake. It's Friday, March 6, 2026. Starting off with some national news, the U.S. House Committee on Agriculture approved a five-year farm bill yesterday with a 34-17 vote. The Food, Farm, and National Security Act fills gaps in farm, food, and forestry programs left by last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The 2018 Farm Bill expired in 2023 and was repeatedly extended since its expiration. Congresswoman Mary Miller of Illinois' 15th Congressional District applauded the bill as a third-generation farmer, according to a press release. Miller said, quote, "This farm bill provides the tools and certainty our agricultural producers need to remain the strongest and most productive in the world," end quote. The legislation acquired several provisions to support farmers, including more than $1 billion for specialty crop programs and expanded access to credit for beginning farmers. While the committee advanced the bill to the House for a vote, it still must pass the Senate and be signed by President Donald Trump to become law. Moving on with a quick history lesson, for many students at the University of Illinois, today marks the start of unofficial St. Patrick's Day, continuing a controversial campus tradition dating back over three decades. Over the years, the celebration has had its ups and downs, leading many to ask, why do Illinois students celebrate St. Patrick's Day almost 2 weeks in advance, and how did unofficial come to be? The first instance of an unofficial celebration occurred in 1995, when St. Patrick's Day fell on spring break. As a result, an alternative bar crawl, called the Shamrock Stagger, was advertised featuring a variety of campus bars alongside WPGU on the flyer, set for the Wednesday before spring break began on campus. The following year, the word unofficial appeared for the first time on promotions, and in 1997, the celebration was moved to the first Friday of March, where it remains to this day. As the years went on, however, unofficial quickly evolved into a notorious campus-wide event. Three students died in separate accidents related to unofficial celebrations in 2006, 2011, and 2017. Since then, law enforcement and university officials have cracked down on the celebration, leading to its decline more recently. In 2024, the University Public Safety Chief of Staff, Patrick Wade, even told WCIA that unofficial was, quote, "largely a historical event," end quote. Nonetheless, businesses still sell green Illinois t-shirts in the lead-up to the event, and certain bars, such as Cam's, begin rebranding under an Irish theme in the week ahead. The history of unofficial continues to evolve to this day. Just last week, Joe's Brewery's state liquor license was suspended, shutting down a well-known campus bar just days before the event. The NIL store also began selling officially licensed green jerseys of Illinois men's basketball players this year, showcasing how mainstream the celebrations have become. Abigail Resner, the senior communications coordinator of the university's Division of Public Safety, spoke about some of the precautions being set in place. Quote, "The University of Illinois Police Department will have officers and other essential staff available all weekend to address any issues in campus town and ensure that our campus community remains safe and responsible," end quote. UIPD advises anyone who chooses to drink to stay hydrated, know their limits, and stay in groups. In case you're looking for another way to spend the weekend, last night the Illinois women's basketball team kept its Big Ten tournament hopes alive with a win against Michigan State. The 10-seeded Illini pulled off a 71-69 win over the 7-seeded Spartans, who finished the season number 18 on the AP Top 25 poll. This is Illinois' second win in the tournament, the first time it has won multiple Big Ten tournament games in 15 years. Freshman forward Ciara Parchment led the team with 15 points, while freshman guard Destiny Jackson followed her with 14 points. The team finished the game with over half of its field goals made and also made 15 out of 19 free throws. The Illini hope to continue their run as they face off against second-seeded Iowa later tonight on Big Ten Network. Looking further forward, the Winter Comfort Concert is coming to town, celebrating the end of winter as spring rolls right around. On Sunday, from 4 to 5 p.m. at the McKinley Memorial Presbyterian Church, listen to the Grammy-nominated British chorus, Voce 8. They'll perform pieces that explore themes of love, wisdom, peace, mystery, and rebirth. Highlights include Josef Reinberger's Abendlied and Franz Biebel's Ave Maria. Tickets are $10 for students and $20 for adults. You can buy your tickets and get a sneak peek of the concert at baroqueartist.org. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Abby Tim, Adam Edwards, Vinny Maximbull, and Kyler Bowie. That's all for today from WPGU News. This has been Gavin Westlake.